Opposition leader Angus Taylor has defended the coalition's proposal to cut welfare to non-citizens after a Liberal senator criticised the policy. In his first budget reply as leader last week, Mr. Taylor said the opposition would claw back billions of dollars by cutting welfare to non-citizens, and that taxpaying permanent migrants would have to become citizens to access welfare payments and the National Disability Insurance Scheme. Liberal backbencher Andrew McLachlan has raised concerns that the policy would cause damage to migrant communities, saying there's no reason hard-working, taxpaying non-citizens should be treated differently from others when it comes to government support. Mr. Taylor says he stands by the policy, which would require migrants to renounce their birthplace if dual citizenship is not permitted, as is the case for those born in India and China.
I don't think this causes harm with those. I grew up in one of the greatest immigrant towns in Australia. I grew up in Cooma. After the Second World War, we saw a wave of thousands and thousands and thousands of immigrants coming to that town to work on the Snowy Mountain Scheme. But these people committed to our country, and we committed to them. That is the picture of immigration that has worked for this country. It's why we are one of the greatest immigrant nations on earth, and we are deeply committed to that model.